Welcome to the UX Podcast, where we learn how to turn a rockstar business into a UX machine. UX introduces a simple formula for personal and business growth based around one principle. We can't solve big, valuable problems alone. Starting with this principle, UX equips and empowers us to pour ourselves into people and systems, scale authentically, and create a life of exponential freedom and impact. And now, let's get started with the latest episode of the UX Podcast. What's up, Rockstars? It's Matt Johnson. What is up? We are, as we're recording this, it is the last day of 2018, and I am pumped for the new year. It's going to be a massive year for myself and a lot of our clients. There's so many things that we are on the cusp of and positioned well to do, so there's a lot to be excited about. And one of the questions that I hear from clients right now is, how do I get featured on more podcasts in 2019? Some people have some ambitious goals. Some people have more of a general idea that they need to be on more podcasts. They're seeing the value because they've been on podcasts before, and they see people coming to them and wanting to sign up. In fact, I literally just had somebody go to my website and book a consultation for my service, because they heard me on another podcast that just came out here within the last couple of weeks. And so people see that and go, okay, well, this is awesome. How do I do more of this? How do I get on 50 podcasts, you know, next year? Well, I'm here to tell you, you can get on 100 podcasts next year. It's actually very doable. And I'm going to break down some of the numbers on what this actually looks like and what it takes to get featured on 100 podcasts in 2019. I'll also talk a little bit about what it means to be micro famous and why that strategy works and what that strategy means. And we'll talk about that a little bit more in depth in future episodes about the strategic approach of being micro famous. But if you already know that that's part of what you want to do, I'll go into a couple of little bullet points as to why that works so well and where, how to figure out where to get, you know, micro famous and things like that. But then I really want to dive into the nuts and bolts of just how do you get more, you know, featured on more podcasts, right? So how do you get featured on 100 podcasts in 2019? So let's start with the micro famous. And I think the one, probably the biggest mistake that I see from people that initially get a taste of success from being a guest on podcasts is they immediately want to go to the moon and back, which is great. Now let's reach out to the Tim Ferrisses of the world. The guy, I want to get on Gary Vee. I want to get on Grant Cardone. You know, I want to get on every podcast under the sun with the biggest audience possible. Here's the problem with that. Speaking as a podcast host, and I run a podcast with a general audience in one of my kind of niche industry spaces, I can tell you that as the host, you have to come to me with a pitch that's that works for a general audience. Okay. So what that means for you as the expert is you probably can't get as granular and as specific as you need to be and want to be in order to pull in and immediately attract your ideal client. So even though you're reaching bigger numbers, you have to reach them with a more general message because that podcast host wants to give content that works for his audience. So what I'm getting with that is go after the micro podcast first. Go after the podcast where their audience is more likely to be your perfect client or a lot closer to it, because you're going to be able to get into things and topics and you're going to be able to present ideas that make more sense and are more attractive and compelling to that smaller group of people than you will if you have to water down your message to appeal to a wider group of people. Right? So rather than going straight to, you know, the equivalent of going on USA Today in the business world or something like that, going on a huge podcast with a general audience where you have to water down your message to appeal to all those people, find the smaller podcasts. Find the podcasts that already appeal to the micro niche where you're operating in and find out how to get in touch with those people, because when you reach out, you're going to be able to say, hey, I talk about X, Y, and Z. It's exactly perfectly suited for your audience. This is exactly what they want to know. And we'll get into some of the tips on topics here in a second. But it gives you the ability to go after and perfectly tailor a message for exactly the right person that you want to appeal and draw to and draw in as your ideal client. So go after the micro podcast first. Don't necessarily go after the biggest audience, right? Because you can sharpen and tighten your message a whole lot more. Second principle, and why would you want to go out to the world of podcasts versus, let's say, running ads or all the other options that you have? So let me throw a scenario out at you. Let's say that you have 200 people, right? That's the average audience of a podcast episode is 200 downloads. So let's say you could go speak in front of 200 people. Most people will jump at that opportunity. They'll fly all across the country. They'll take 3 days out of their schedule to go get in front of an audience of 200 people that they think are potential clients. The average podcast episode is going to put you in front of 200 people. Now imagine if you could reach those same 200 people with a marketing message through something like a Facebook or an Instagram ad. Sounds a lot better, right? Here's the problem. Where's the credibility? They don't know who you are, and you're putting a message in front of them cold. How effective do you think that will be? Even if it's the exact right 200 people, they still don't know who you are. Now, contrast that with getting onto a podcast that they're listening to, where they're essentially getting introduced to you as an expert, where you're positioned as a thought leader, you're positioned as an expert, and they're being introduced to you through someone they already know, like, and trust, which is the host of that podcast. That is an entirely different context in which they meet you for the first time, right? It's almost like going into a cocktail party and walking up and introducing yourself versus being introduced to someone by the host of the party. That is how much of a difference that makes. How you are introduced to somebody, how you first encounter someone matters. The context matters, and it matters a lot, right? So even if you took the same 200 people, and even if every one of them were your ideal client, it would still be better to reach them by being a guest on a podcast than it would be by putting an ad in front of them. Even if you could get that granular and you could put a Facebook ad in front of just the exact right 200 people that you want, reaching those people through a podcast still is better because the context is different and you're being introduced to someone, to that market, by someone that they already know, like, and trust. So I just wanted to get that across because it goes to a bigger principle. And this is something I learned from my mentor that I still ask myself this question on a regular basis. How can I reach out to people I don't know through the people I already know? I'll go with that again. How can I reach out to people that I don't know through people I already know? It's the essence of database marketing, right? It's going in and saying, hey, what are my existing relationships? And if I don't have enough of those relationships, how can I meet more people? But how can I meet them through the people I already know? And right now, podcasting is the perfect avenue to do it. Okay. And by the way, just I can speak as someone that hosts a podcast, multiple podcasts. We produce a whole bunch of them. Podcasts are always, 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 always starving for great guests. They're not always necessarily starving for guests in general. Sometimes they are booked out a few months in advance, especially the bigger shows. They're always starving for great guests, people with a good message, something surprising and compelling to say, someone who delivers it well, someone who shows up on time, prepared, has a great microphone, all that stuff, right? You'd be surprised. So podcast hosts, no matter how big or small, always, always, always looking for great guests. So let's go into the numbers real quick. What does it actually look like to be a guest on 100 podcasts in 2019? Here's how it breaks down. 50 working weeks, 2 podcasts a week. That's it. So 100 podcasts sounds like a lot, and it is, right? If you've never done this before as a strategy, 100 podcasts in 2019 can sound overwhelming. Where do I even find 100 podcasts to be on? Well, set that aside for a second because I can guarantee you they're out there. So the supply is not the problem. The problem is finding them, reaching out to them, and all that stuff. But they're there. There's enough podcasts for you to go on. And it's really not even a time issue for you in terms of being a guest on the show, because 2 hours a week will do it. That's all, right? So the question is, okay, well then how do you reach out to them? So if I were to do it myself, which I've tried and failed at for various reasons, so I came up with another solution for that. But here's how it would work. If you reach out to people yourself, basically the response rate when you first get going and you start being a podcast on guests is you'll probably get 2 yeses for every 10 emails you send, right? So in order to be a guest on 2 podcasts a week, you've got to send 10 emails a week. That's about 2 emails a day, which means you need to find 2 new podcasts every day to pitch. You got to figure out who they are, and you got to send the pitch emails out twice a day. So if you just send one twice a day, every day, 5 days a week for 50 weeks, you'll be a guest on 100 podcasts in 2019. Now, how do you tell which ones are worthy of reaching out to? So the quick and dirty answer is look at their reviews on iTunes. If they have under 25, they're a smaller show. 25 to 50 is kind of a medium-sized show, especially here in the business world. And then if they have more than 100 reviews on iTunes in our world of niche business podcasts, you're good to go. That's a big enough show that it's absolutely worth your time and effort to get booked on their show. I would say that those podcasts are the ones that are more likely to be booked out 2 to 6 to maybe 12 months in advance. And so I would always like to see clients pitching themselves on, you know, all three types of podcasts all at the same time, because the smaller and the medium-sized podcasts are going to be quick hit. They're going to be booked, you know, maybe for the next week or so, or they might need a guest right now, right? So your smaller shows are going to need you faster. The bigger shows are going to take a little while to come through. So you always want to be reaching out to a mix of small, medium, and bigger shows. So when you go on there, what do you talk about? Well, here's the quick answer to that. How do you solve the number one biggest challenge for your exact perfect client? That's it, right? So there's a lot of stuff that you could go to, and I do a whole jumpstart call with folks about this, how to find and match their message to the podcast they're going after. We usually come up with about 3 really, really good ones. But the best, you know, if you're thinking about this on your own, you don't have someone to kind of riff with you on this. Just think about how do you solve the number one biggest challenge for your exact, perfect, dead on target, right in the center of the target, ideal client. Who's that person? What's their biggest challenge? How do you solve it? And then the second thing to think about is, what's the most surprising thing that you have to say about how you solve that problem? The most surprising, startling, compelling, impactful thing. What is the thing that when you say it, people go, oh, I never thought about that before. That's interesting. Tell me more about that. So think about what's the most surprising thing that you have to say about how you solve that number one biggest problem. All right. So that's it. That's how you become a guest. That's how you get featured on 100 podcasts in 2019. Now, I mentioned that I tried to pull this off and couldn't do it, in the sense of like researching and reaching out to these podcasts myself. I set a goal of just finding and identifying one new podcast every day and reaching out to that podcast. And of course, failed miserably. Here's the reason: because that's not worth my time. And it's not worth your time either. So the secret to this whole thing, like actually getting featured on 100 podcasts in 2019, the secret to it is you not being the one that does all the research and pitches the podcast. You have to be the one that just shows up and does the interview and lets somebody else do the rest. Now, the question is, who is that other person? Well, chances are you probably have them on your team already. And if you don't, you could probably pretty quickly hire them, because the skill set to just reach out and research and send some pitch emails when they're properly equipped is actually not that high. You'd be surprised. You could even turn this over to a VA in the Philippines. So what I did is I worked with a client of mine who's been featured everywhere, from Entrepreneur on Fire to Smart Passive Income to Social Media Marketing Examined, like all this stuff, Agents of Change. She'd been featured everywhere. What we did is we did a joint webinar on how you can basically get featured on the right podcast and get ideal clients flocking to you. And we talk about how you can actually get an assistant to do the groundwork for you. Everything from the research to the reach out, to the scheduling, to the follow-up, right? And so I wanted to give you that training. So that is at pursuingresults.com/training. That's pursuingresults.com/training. So you can still register for that. You can get the replay of the training and get all that goodness, because you can get featured on podcasts and you can actually spend no more than 2 hours a week being interviewed. You just can't do all the behind the scenes work to actually set up those interviews and get booked on 100 podcasts in 2019. Because if you actually spent all that time, you probably wouldn't be running your business and you wouldn't have anything to talk about. So you have to have somebody, in my opinion, you have to have somebody else doing all of that prep work and all that behind the scenes work. And so what I did is I trained somebody internally in my team to do what I originally set out to do myself. Right? So I had the systems, I documented everything, I wrote the pitch emails, and then I realized, hey, wait a minute, this is something that a lot of other people in my world could use. And so there is a way to get this to where we'll actually train your assistant, we'll train your team member, we'll train an intern for you, whoever you've got, and if we can help provide someone, we will. But essentially, we can train them, equip them, and empower them so that they can reach out and do all this work for you. So all that is on that training. Just go to pursuingresults.com/training. And that is how you get featured on 100 podcasts in 2019. Now, I believe that clarity releases energy. So I hope that this episode creates clarity for you by laying out a path forward in your business. Now, if you're interested in starting a podcast like this to help you break into a new industry or to establish yourself as an authority in a niche market, let's talk. We have a complete done-for-you podcasting service That is my agency that I'm building and growing, and I'd love to talk to you about what we can potentially do for you. You can learn more at pursuingresults.com to get a sense of what our service is all about. And if you're ready, if you're really seriously thinking about starting a podcast, I'm happy to brainstorm your ideas and talk about the positioning of your podcast within the market, something that you can take away whether we end up working together or not. So you can grab a time on my calendar for a podcast brainstorm call at bookjohnson.com. That is bookjohnson.com. I just want to thank you again for listening to the show, for leaving us a rating and a review on iTunes, and more importantly, for investing your time, your energy, your attention into the show. It really means the world to me that you would do that. So again, this is the UX Podcast, where we learn how to turn a rockstar business into a UX machine, and we'll see you on the next episode.